Hey, Ion.
And then...
Hey, Ion. Hey, Susanna.
Hi.
Hey,
Ion.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I like the keys reference to the 33. What about key number 4, which mentions 33?
It's the one that's where it's first directed. Yes, that's correct. It's the loop, the looping cycles. But now what you want to do is you want to use Carol now. Now, this is inside, so whatever you do, don't tell anybody. Ain't nobody here. It's New Year's Eve. Everybody's drunk. Ain't nobody paying attention.
Well,
we can do that. It's quiet.
Yeah, even my golf course, you know, lawn care buddy who takes care of the watering of the whole golf course, he was drunk this morning. It was so fun.
Yeah. Yeah, good celebration all the way. Okay, use that key to drive directions and patterns. Let's say you know, you want to do something with Mr. Wheeler. All right? Use the fourth key to have a shifting change, to even have a straddle of history that'll tell Evelyn a different story. And she'll believe it.
Yeah.
Because it'll be the way it really is. Sometimes you can shift things that way. Now, we're not using this as a spinster's joke. We're not trying to say it like that. But sometimes there's things important that you'd have regret. You know, many of those people that you went with that had this imbibing smell of gin and regret. if you learn the keys right, you can actually even shiftingly change that, you see.
Yeah.
So that's when that would apply. That's how that would apply. Now look here what we did. We just brought up the thing about time and experience that doesn't exist. That does not exist. But now we've applied it in a way where you can make a change to affect your time, a change to affect your time, because if everybody else is living in time, that's how you get to play with it. So now you can at least say, tell it the way you want it to be. Carolyn does that.
Uh-huh.
Tell it how you want it to be. We didn't have to tell her that shit but once. She's on there like a bad habit. It was easy. Take that key, fourth key, and then apply that through the airs, little by little by little, till you're comfortable. So you get your sea legs on you, because you'll start rocking stuff. And if you rock it too hard now, just don't quit. Just slow up. Don't slam on the brakes, but ease off the gas.
And the other thing, I don't want to use up too much of Susanna's time, but Jesus, he died at 33. He died at his first 33rd.
That was the loop.
Can you give us some of that significance?
That was his loop. He did one cycle, and he died. The other two are still kicking. They're still rolling.
Uh-huh.
He just won round, and he was done.
All right.
Because, see, that was the point to show y'all how not to be a Jesusite, how to become like Jesus, ascend, be a God.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're good. Then Jesus will come back and get you in a loop. Same thing.
Okay, great. Thanks, Susanna.
No problem.
Thank you. You keep practicing, girlie, and you're going to tear this thing up. Did you know that?
another reference to the keys, there's the word continuance through all of them. Is that a reference to no time?
That's what this is a continuance of a moment. It's the continuance of a moment. May we continue the service by singing hymn number 238. May we continue the service by reading page 151 of Finnegan's Wake. May we continue the service by having an oral interpretation by T.S. Eliot. May we have an oral interpretation of Wyndham Lewis's Finest Hour. You see? So when you have it that way, then you're looking at it a different conversation from a continuance of a modality. Do you know what a modality is, darling?
A modality, a method, a type
can
of method.
Can be, or a modem, or a moniker in which something may fit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some people play chess a certain way. That might be like a modality, do you think?
A type of practice.
Well, no, we're asking. Okay, okay. Or a practice one adopts. Yes. Yes. A practice one. Well, good health would be a modality you could embrace.
And you're saying that is a relationship that has a relationship to continuance?
Continuum. There is no continuous. There's continuum. But there is no continuous because it never lasts. If it was continuous, we wouldn't be having this conversation. We'd be in the last conversation.
But that's the word that's in the keys that's repeated a lot.
We understand. We understand. Who are the keys for, darling?
Little man.
The angels. Not for little man.
The angels, right. Sorry. It's for the angels? Oh, it's to,
sure, you're directing them.
That's how you're
straightening them out. Because they ain't listening to you, honey. They ain't interested in what you got to say. They're going to be busy. They're going to be on the golf course drinking bourbon.
yeah. It's like, Susanna, when you get to number 8 key, that's the hyacinth pillars. That's when the angels sort of perk up and say, oh, my gosh, you know, we're being overrun. And they try to fight back.
Right.
And they are fighting back. Yeah. They're not winning, but they're fighting back. They're pushing back because you're starting to feel it from these different conversations. And then all of a sudden now you have to be a little more aware. You have to be a little more, not careful because that's ridiculous, but you have to be aware of your environment. You see, when you walk out, you have to look twice to make sure there's not a landmine in the driveway.
Okay, so Ion, in key number 9, then, where you lose the battle, is that fighting the angels?
It is. And they can't stand it because they're fighting themselves now. That's what Lucifer and the battle is over now. It's been going on since forever. To see if humans can separate themselves as God to come back into their place as God. Then the battle since the beginning, since pre-Garden of Eden, East of Eden. This became the playground for you to decide what you're going to do. Now, you all came and you all going one way or the other. You going feet first or faith first, ever how you want to go. Make no difference to us.
And that's
the reason we keep bantering about the eternalness and you're eternal anyway, and it doesn't matter anyway. But if you don't understand, don't worry about it. It's not going to be too cool for school.